Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Well, the word mosque is a place actually that Muslims gather for prayers, and also they gather there to study and celebrate festivals such as, you know, the holy month of Ramadan. So it can be also used as a place to house schools and community centers. So here we can see that a mosque is a multifunctional, you know, place for all Muslims around the world. You know, the Arabic term for mosque, masjid, means, you know, place of prostration. So it is actually a building in which Muslims worship Allah, the Almighty. Throughout Islamic history, the mosque was actually the center of the community, and towns even formed around these, you know, pivotal buildings. So nowadays, in particular, especially in Muslim countries, mosques are found on nearly every street corner, and it actually makes it very simple for make it a very simple matter for all Muslims to attend, you know, daily prayers. So here we can see that how much the presence of mosque for all Muslims throughout the history has been important. And today in the West, for example, we have mosques are actually the integral part of the, you know, Islamic centers that also, you know, contain teachings and community, you know, facilities. So here there is a little bit difference between you know, mosques that are present in Islamic countries and in Western countries, because Muslims are not actually the majority, they are usually the minorities. So I can tell you that mosque is one of the most, you know, fundamental bodies in Islam, and, you know, that is known actually to play a very much major role in the distribution of knowledge, for example, truth and justice. So all mosques are used as a place to worship Allah, the Almighty. And, you know, this is the greatest role of mosque in Islam, because nothing is more important than worshiping Allah, the Almighty. So besides that, you know, they are actually used as a place to hold meetings, you know, regarding significant matters in society. So mosques usually bring different groups of people in society together, and it will actually provide the opportunity for Muslims, you know, to sit together and address the significant issues in their communities. And in the past, and even, you know, these days, young generation, young children, you know, get very much religious education from the mosques. So here we should actually be prepared to say that children, I mean, young adults who want actually to gain a knowledge of Islam, if even those who are about to, for example, learn and memorize the holy book of Islam, Quran, in the mosques, it will happen actually under the direct supervision of a skilled, for example, scholars. So we can see that how much mosque, you know, can help Muslims, you know, to act more fruitful in society. And more importantly, it is very much important to take it into our consideration that mosque is considered a house of God, and it has a superior, you know, veneration and respect in the eyes of all Muslims. So nothing is any equivalent to mosques in the eyes of Muslims. So when we talk about the role of mosque in Islam, it is very much, you know, a kind of, you know, vital importance, because it, as I said earlier, it gathers Muslims, and, you know, five times a day, you know, irrespective of their, for example, race, you know, color, you know, financial status, and et cetera, and et cetera. So it gives them actually a message to stay united and worship Allah the Almighty as a unit, and not actually to get scattered in different sects. Thank you. importance of mosques in the words of Khaled Yasin.
The first thing the Prophet did when he entered Medina, the first task, the first challenge that the Prophet settled was the issue of the establishment of the mosque. Not getting his own self a house, not getting a little hall where they can have their little, play their little domino in their cars and smoke their little ergol or hubbly bubbly or whatever. That wasn't what he did. The first thing he did was the establishment of the mosque. And from what I understand from the seerah, there were two young boys that had some land which they owned, and they offered it to the Prophet free. They said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take this land from us." He said, "No, I will only take it if I pay for it." So the Messenger of Allah, he paid for it. And with his own hands and with the help of those people, they built the masjid. And the Messenger of Allah, he accepted from the believers a room off of that masjid for himself and for his family. This was the first mosque, the first town hall, the first majlis, the first place of congregation, the first senate of the Muslims, the first government of the Muslims, not just a mosque, the first university of the Muslims. So the first thing we need to do is, once we break down all these different divisions and all that there, we need to come together and build a great big mosque. I mean, top and bottom, two, three floors. The same amount of space that the brothers have, same amount of space the sisters got to have. A big mosque. If there are 80,000 Muslims, you got to build a masjid that holds at least 20,000. That becomes the central mosque. That's the Jami mosque. So during the week, everybody pray at the little local mosque. But you get together and all the imams and all the leaders and all the guys that got the names and all that there, you get them to agree that on Jummah, shut those little mosques down and go to the Jami mosque. Then you see the power of the Muslims. You see the respect of the non-Muslims. Then that mosque is the place where we will be able to put the Islamic University. We'll put the Islamic College. We'll put the Islamic Senate. We'll put the Islamic Town Hall.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. So, mosques have very important and, you know, critical roles in the religion of Islam. So that's why we have to give it our highest attention. And also, I'm telling you about those particular, you know, Muslims. I can call them unorthodox. And, you know, newly converted Muslims spend a lot of time in mosques in order to gain awareness of Islam and, you know, its teaching. So here we can see that the mosque is the central focal point for even those who are just recently, you know, converted to the religion of Islam. So I can simply mention that mosques as a whole, you know, represent a unity among Muslims, and every Muslim have to stand, you know, shoulder by shoulder to the other Muslims to offer prayer to Allah, you know, the Almighty. So here we can see that, again, unity is very much visible inside the mosques. So to understand, the significant role of mosque in Islam, you can actually consider the reward given by Allah, the Almighty, you know, to anyone who donates, even, for example, if you small money in the construction of a mosque, because you will get actually recompense when anyone offers a prayer in the mosque in which actually you donated money for the construction of that. So role of mosque in Islam is, you know, of a supreme importance and dignity, and it certainly should be respected in the same way. And you know, it is generally a very symbolic place for a Muslim, you know, because it helps them to be actually experiencing and feeling the humble, you know, manner, you know, the way that Muslims are very much highly supposed to, you know, practice in their lives. And of course, it creates a kind of pure divinity on earth. So that's why it is very much recommended to highly respect the mosque, you know, the house of God. So it is also required for all Muslims to attend, you know, mosques, for example, on Fridays, you know, for Juma prayers or, you know, for Friday prayers. And we know that there are sermons during Friday prayers. So, and it is actually very much like a practical, you know, slant, and it actually helps, you know, people to integrate and apply Islamic beliefs and, you know, historical teachings into, you know, contemporary, for example, daily life. So sermons are very much, you know, significant in bringing the community together, as you know, as the congregation is actually help them to stand, you know, side by side in a line and facing, for example, the great Mecca, and you know, all together, and of course, all together and united in their faith and actually worship Allah. So Muslims usually, you know, prefer a kind of value-based life, which can be actually very much imbibed actually from various sources, from, you know, educational institutions, from, you know, genuinely principled parents, or I can call them guardians, elders, friends, others. So mosques can also play very, you know, vital role in this respect. So that's why Islamic, you know, prayers, you know, learned properly or preferably in mosques will certainly strengthen, you know, truly human values and sharpen human character so that Muslims can certainly, you know, hope to attain perfection, but also, you know, are very useful to Islam and also to the society at large scale.
AM waking up for Fajr, gotta make wudu, gotta pray my sunnah, got me ghusl, gotta clip my nails, looking outside the sun is rising, up in the sky everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the masjid, gotta say salam to the imam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Miss Wakim, Miss Wakim,
yeah!
Miss Wakim, Miss Wakim, pray, 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 pray. Gotta read Surah the Kahf. 12:45, the imam's on the minbar, talking about something like fiqh as a cat. They're whispering, chatting from the crowd, don't they know that it's haram? I stand up, you stand up, prayer's about to start, by the qamat is salah. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, just don't step on me. Sitting in the first saf, chilling in the back saf. Gotta make my mind up, do what the Prophet did. Miss Wacken, Miss Wacken,
yeah!
Miss Wacken, Miss Wacken,
whoa!
Pray, 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 pray. Gotta read Surah Al-Kahf.